This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Disney, in its largest expansion ever, will create a Star Wars land at its California theme park. That'll mean tearing down much of its Wild West-themed frontier land. As Marketplace's Sabri Benesha reports, this is about competition and cultural change.
In the amusement park industry, there is magic. Universal's Harry Potter-themed parks, and there's the Force. Disney's planned Star Wars-themed attractions.
It is a fairly intense rivalry.
Martin Lewison is assistant professor of business management at Farmingdale State College in New York. Disney still dominates, but Universal is gaining.
They've been getting 15-20% increases in Florida thanks to the Harry Potter attractions. That really woke Disney up.
So Disney expanded Fantasyland in Florida. Now Universal is going to open up a Harry Potter in California. Now Disney is responding with Star Wars.
Now this is a bi-coastal arms race. Disney wants to strike while the lightsaber is hot.
To make room, Disney is clearing out most of its Wild West-themed attractions in Disneyland.
Our interest in the West has definitely been cyclical, but it seems to be at a fairly low cycle right now.
Grace Hale chairs the American Studies program at the University of Virginia. She says this says a lot of things about our current shared imagination as a culture.
The Western is a very white male fantasy and has been historically.
The U.S. and its image of itself are both far more textured and diverse than the Western fantasy, which just resonates less for now.
There are very few things that actually cut across all of those niches.
But lightsabers and wands do, for now. In New York, I'm Sabri Benesha for Marketplace.